We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, loving viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Bayamé, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision and Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Core, Channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santini de Paraguay, Channel 30. In Orteca, Channel 32 on Damoa SAR. In Ascension, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service MNS. In Mongolia and Hove Province, Channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Erdunet City, Channel Z26 on El Katinger Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhothar Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Darhan Oaks Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Cha, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar Supervisions, Channel 47. In Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Otoos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrata TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV and Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjialua Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Minchung Cable TV. In Taichung County, Channel 107 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA-TV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Italian scientists create a robotic hand controlled by the mind. In animal welfare news, Romania inaugurates a nationwide animal protection unit. In vegetarian news, a popular Indian actress helps promote the plant-based diet in Chennai. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 9th, Mr. Karl Čapek, considered one of the most outstanding Czech authors of the 20th century, was born in 1890 in what is now Bohemia, Czech Republic. He was an influential novelist, playwright, and short story writer. Many of Mr. Čapek's works contain a universal message of peace. His 1920 play, R.U.R., Rossum's Universal Robots, introduced the word robot into the English language. Mr. Čapek's trilogy of philosophical novels, Porterball, Meteor, and An Ordinary Life, illustrate his exceptional use of perspective through telling the same story from three different points of view. May Mr. Karl Čapek's brilliant writings bring enjoyment to many more generations on Earth.
Fly-in news, second cold snap sweeps USA. Extremely low temperatures impacted the eastern two-thirds of the United States this past week for the second time in less than a month, with more than five people reported to have perished in the frigid cold. In Vermont State, a record snowfall of 33 inches fell as blizzard conditions covered most of New England. The capital of Washington, D.C. endured winds of up to 45 miles per hour, while centrally located Minnesota saw 3 days of temperatures below 0 degrees Fahrenheit and as low as minus 40 degrees.
Arctic air also blasted southeastern U.S. states not accustomed to such temperatures, as in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida, where temperatures dropped to 20 degrees with record sub-freezing weather in some parts of Florida. Governor Charlie Crist of Florida State declared emergency conditions as the survival of citrus crops became endangered. Florida's native iguana population is also jeopardized as these tropical lizards can only withstand temperatures below 40 degrees for a few days. National News Network CNN's meteorologist Rob Marciano commented that the prolonged length of the cold was also unusual and was not expected to abate until next week.
Our sympathies for the lives lost as we pray that humans, animal companions, and all co-inhabitants in the wild endure as they brave the harsh cold. May such extreme weather subside through our more gentle regard for Mother Earth and each other.
Volcanoes erupt in Colombia and Costa Rica. On January 2nd, the Colombian government ordered nearly 8,000 residents to evacuate areas surrounding the Galeras volcano, following an eruption that blew ashes and molten rock into the air. Directly affected were residents of Nariño, La Florida, and the villages of Canoy and Mapachico. Placing the nearby town of Pasto on alert, officials warned the volcano could remain active for some time. Just days later, on January 6th, Costa Rica's Turrialba volcano also began to erupt, spewing ash and steam for the first time in over a century. The country's National Emergency Commission recommended that all residents within a 6-kilometer radius be evacuated. Thankfully, no injuries or damage have been reported thus far. We appreciate the diligent initiatives of both the Colombian and Costa Rican governments. Our prayers for the protection of all affected and that they may rapidly return to the stability of their regular lives, as we wish everyone freedom from such disturbing events through our concerted gentler actions to help stabilize the ecosphere we all share.
United Nations assists Hondurans in coping with drought. Following a state of emergency declared for the capital city of Tegucigalpa, the UN Central Emergency Response Fund, or CERF, is providing $1.5 million for humanitarian organizations in Honduras to assist those affected by the El Nino-caused extreme water shortages. The majority of the funding is going toward emergency aid to be distributed by the World Food Program to about 21,000 people in the country's southern regions.
The United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, will also bring emergency therapeutic feedings to some 800 acutely malnourished children, as well as water, sanitation and hygiene to 10,000 others. In addition, 3,200 small farmers will receive assistance from the Food and Agricultural Organization, or FAO, and 70,000 families will be given vital health information and emergency nutritional monitoring. Our heartfelt appreciation and God bless the United Nations Central Emergency Response Fund and all participating organizations for your generous support of Honduran brethren in need. May the region be soon graced with nourishing rain as we strive to develop our own caring nature to minimize crises as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Christmas brings forgiveness in Russia. Messages of upliftment and faith spread across the nation as the Russian Orthodox faithful celebrated the spiritually significant Christmas season. Joining was President Dmitry Medvedev, who issued pardons to 21 inmates, which either shortened their sentence or freed them from detainment altogether. The president stated, "Christian ideals of morality and mercy continue to strengthen the moral foundations of our society." Our heartfelt thanks, Your Excellency, as we send our best wishes to those receiving clemency. Blessed be the gift of forgiveness as well as the preciousness of a second chance.
World's largest food service company providing reduced meat and vegan options. Compass Group, headquartered in the United Kingdom, has launched its Be a Flexitarian campaign, encouraging people to incorporate meat-free meals into their diet. Developed with the help of the Humane Society of the United States, the initiative will be promoted in the company's 8,500 U.S. corporate and academic food service cafeterias, with reduced meat as well as vegan options being offered. North American Nutrition and Wellness Vice President Deanne Brandstetter stated, "Vegetable sources of protein, especially legumes and grains, are packed with vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, and are good sources of more healthful unsaturated fats. They also have no cholesterol, are generally low in saturated fat, and often are lower in calories than animal proteins." Kudos, Compass Group and Humane Society of the United States, for your efforts to provide more sustainable and compassionate meals. Wishing everyone can realize the ease and convenience of the plant-based diet for one's well-being and to save the earth.
Livestock-related diseases continue to emerge. In South Korea, an outbreak of the highly contagious foot and mouth disease was recently detected in a herd of cattle, with officials saying that 346 cows, 1,500 pigs, and other farmed animals will be killed to stop the contamination. All exports of beef and pork products have also been temporarily halted. Meanwhile, poultry and egg products from Texas, USA were banned by Japan after a flock of ducks was found to be possibly contaminated with avian flu. The deadly avian or bird flu epidemic has caused at least 282 human and countless poultry fatalities on farms since 2003, with a 60% human mortality rate.
New reports show that in 2009, Indonesia, the hardest hit country, recorded 20 additional bird flu cases, of which 19 were fatal, bringing the nation's total avian flu deaths to 134, while Egypt, China, Cambodia, and O Lak or Vietnam were also afflicted in 2009. According to some experts, the sudden rise in bird flu caused illnesses and deaths is correlated with the industrialization of chicken farms. Since April 2009, the risk has significantly increased that a new hybrid strain combining the lethal bird flu and the rapidly spreading swine flu pandemic could appear to further threaten human health.
In a swine flu update, there have now been 1,046 official fatalities in India, 172 in Egypt, 66 in Romania, 55 in Hong Kong, 192 in Thailand, and 648 in China. While government records reflect only a very small fraction of actual cases and deaths, the current global total fatalities is 21,473.
We join in sorrow for the world's citizens affected by these animal-related diseases and pray for them to subside. May we each contribute to the prevention of worse unstoppable ailments by adopting safer, healthful lifestyles, the best being the organic vegan diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig's disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
A 19-year-old detainee freed in the Philippines. After being held for nearly 4 months in the Philippine province of Basilan, 19-year-old Donald John Capili was freed on Tuesday evening, January 5th. Officials say his release was the result of multiple negotiation efforts, including those of a local committee, police personnel, and Mr. Capili's relatives. The young man was returned to a family member and is reportedly in good physical condition. We are relieved to know of Donald Capili's safety and send our gratitude to all those who helped secure his peaceful freedom, wishing him many celebrations of life in the loving company of family and friends.
Save our planet. Echoes of storms may contribute to Antarctic ice shelf collapse. Besides global warming, a new study in the journal Geophysical Research Letters says that tsunami-like infragravity waves may be causing some of this past decade's biggest ice collapses. As most ice shelves are over 1,000 feet thick, they're generally not affected by ocean waves.
However, infragravity waves occur when the energy of the waves from a storm is echoed back out to the ocean for thousands of miles. Just before the Wilkins Shelf disintegrated in 2008, a large storm had pounded the coast of Patagonia, sending off an infragravity wave. Dr. Peter Bromirsky of the U.S.-based Scripps Institute of Oceanography stated, "Regular sea swells chip off little icebergs from the edges. Infragravity waves could be affecting a much greater part of the ice shelf."
Dr. Bromirsky and colleagues, we appreciate this new information about ice shelf disintegration. Let us hasten our steps toward lifestyles in harmony with nature to stabilize the climate and help preserve our Earth.
Ever concerned for our planetary welfare, Supreme Master Qinghai addressed such effects of an unbalanced ecosphere and the need for action during a January 2009 video conference in Mongolia.
We are already facing so many untold natural disasters on a daily basis, such as earthquakes, severe storms, ever seen before, volcanoes, ice melting, and many island nations have sunk under the water already, and many are sinking. And the climate has become very, very strange, like it became warm where it should be cold, and it became cold where it should be hot. And this can only be alleviated through a return to the ancient ways of our wiser elders, one that exists in harmony with nature and respect of other beings, a true brotherhood of love with all. We can still do that. It's not too late. We should remind everyone to be veg, to invoke the mercy of the Buddhas, and we will be better protected.
Save our planet. Solar-powered irrigation betters lives in sub-Saharan Africa. Studying systems that were financed and installed by the U.S.-based Solar Electric Light Fund, Stanford University scientists from California, USA, worked with local women's agricultural groups in rural Benin to compare the effectiveness of the sun-powered drip irrigation systems to previous growing methods that relied on scarce water sources such as rain. They discovered that these systems fostered the growth of an average of 1.9 metric tons of produce per month, including fresh tomatoes, okra, peppers, eggplants, carrots, and other greens. Besides being able to supply their families abundantly year-round, the women villagers were also able to earn extra income from sales. Many thanks Solar Electric Light Fund and Stanford University researchers for bringing both the materials and the expanded understanding of how these sustainable methods improve lives. May many such sub-Saharan African communities be similarly bestowed for the eco-balance and wholesome sustenance of all.
Save our planet. Cuban scientists studying the nation's Las Salinas Brito, a natural reservoir in the Caribbean's largest wetland area, forecast that it will be submerged in saltwater by 2030 due to continued climate change and encroaching sea level.
Save our planet. Migration experts report that people's movement to cities after losing their homes to climate-related events is creating rapid and unplanned urbanization, aggravating already scarce water, energy, and food supplies.
Save our planet. Physicists at the University of Washington in the USA state that the melting of sea ice in the normally calm Arctic Sea is causing an escalated response to factors such as wind, resulting in increased turbulence and internal oscillation of the ocean waters.
Save our planet. Researchers at Boston University in the USA estimate that Egypt will be one of the most global warming affected Arab nations with a 1 meter sea level rise that would submerge agricultural lands of the Nile Delta and displace 12 million people.
Save our planet. In spite of their renowned tolerance for arid climates, Namibia's iconic quiver trees are dying due to climate change as they reach the apparent limit of their physiological tolerance.
Hello there, I'm Kiki the Capybara, and I'm following a nutritious plant-based diet. Here's a nifty tip today to help you stop hiccups. Just before you think you are going to hiccup again, take a very deep breath and hold it. Wait until you think the time of the hiccup has passed and slowly exhale. Repeat if necessary. That should do it. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
In medical news, robotic hand is controlled by the mind. A team of Italian scientists at Biomedical Campus University of Rome implanted electrodes into the arm of Mr. Pierpaolo Petruzziello, an amputee. The electrodes were connected to Mr. Petruzziello's nervous system. LifeHand, a prosthetic, was then attached to the electrodes. In a month-long experiment, Mr. Petruzziello from Italy was able to have the hand perform movements based on his thoughts 95% of the time. Mr. Petruzziello said, "It's a matter of mind, of concentration." This research was part of a European Union-funded $3 million five-year project. Bravo, European Union scientists at Biomedical Campus University and Mr. Pierpaolo Petruzziello for working together to advance medical technology. May many people be helped by such developed innovations.
In animal welfare news, Romania inaugurates an animal protection unit. The General Police Inspectorate for Animal Protection, IGPPA, will be responsible for safeguarding all animals, including wildlife, throughout the nation. The IGPPA will also protect the rights of veterinarians and their clinics. Our sincere appreciation, Romania, for taking care of each of the precious inhabitants of your nation. May we soon see the time when animals are cherished as our kind and intelligent well-wishers. Coming up on Noteworthy News, the Go Vegetarian campaign is initiated in Chennai, India. We'll sit in the yard for a while and get some fresh air. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more gratifying news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, comforting news for a smooth world. In veg news, Indian actress supports a Go Vegetarian campaign. Popular star Miss Neetu Chandra was a guest of honor at a gala event at which Influence Restaurant and Spa in Chennai promoted the compassionate diet. Ms. Chandra helped launch the Green Card, which will enable diners at the plant-based restaurant and spa to receive a 15% discount. In addition, Influence will donate the same amount to efforts that encourage citizens of the city to adopt the earth-saving veg diet. Kudos, Ms. Neetu Chandra, Influence Restaurant and Spa, and all those participating in Go Vegetarian endeavors. May each individual soon transition to the cruelty-free diet for a long-lasting and harmonious planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit
www.suprememastertv.com/b-veg.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Dutch entitled Bold Signs.
Een nieuwe kapperszaak opent het gloednieuwe salon in hun straat recht tegenover de oude gevestigde kapperszaak. Ze hangen een groot gewaagd bord op dat zegt: wij geven knipbeurten voor $7. Om niet onder te doen, hangt de oude meesterkapper ook een bord op. Met de woorden: wij herstellen knipbeurten voor $7.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Today, whilst flicking through Sky TV, I found this amazing station and decided to check it out on Google. I am so impressed by what I have read about Supreme Master Ching Hai and her work. I don't have the words to express how I feel. I'm already a vegetarian on humanitarian grounds, and my heart breaks for the cruelty perpetrated to our animal friends. It is so interesting to discover that so many famous people were and are vegetarian. I hope soon to be very involved with another global charity shortly to be opening in the UK, so we'll keep you posted. Meanwhile, I will follow Supreme Master's activities with regular visits to the site and the TV channel. I'm writing just to let you know you have another admirer. With love and peace, Sue Ellen from England.
Kind-spirited Sue Ellen, it's wonderful to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has been at the forefront of realizing the urgency of our environmental situation. Please also help share the message to whomever you can that by transitioning to the plant-based diet, we can still save our planet. You can use any information that will assist you at www.suprememastertv.com/SOS or www.suprememastertv.com/veg, free of charge, with God's grace to you and your kind British co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your life be blessed with heaven's boundless love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Maldivian President Mohamed Nasheed meets with visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiezhu, where the two pledge to strengthen cooperation in climate change and other global matters.
Palestinian citizens sign the National Reconciliation Committee petition calling upon Fatah and Hamas leaders to end the suffering caused by division and seek the strength of unity instead.
After becoming lost, quick-minded German Dachshund Rosa von Hollengrund went to the city building containing the local Lost and Found office, where she was soon identified and happily reunited with her human caregivers.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and Turkmen President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov witnessed the signing of three agreements to expand their country's relations and economic cooperation.
The Japanese government votes to permit a visit from the North Korean women's soccer team so that they may participate in the East Asian Championship Games.
Three U.S. microbiologists study bacteria living in the extreme acidic conditions of Western Australia's saltwater lakes to advance their understanding of how microbes survive in similar aqueous environments on Mars.
The National Library of the Abu Dhabi Authority for Culture and Heritage publishes the first part of Soul of the Soul, a key Arabic poetry collection compiled by a 5th Hijri century Muslim scholar that contains nearly 2,800 literary works.
Representatives of the former Northern Ireland paramilitary Ulster Defense Association state that the group has fully disarmed as they apologize for their misdeeds of the past.
Rescued as a weak young calf by Shelley and Jane Miller in Georgia, USA, Chuck was nursed back to health by the Millers' faithful dogs and now considers them his playmates and friends.
Australian Acting Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Crean announces plans to send $46,000 to help those affected by the recent earthquakes in the Solomon Islands.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.